Well, I don't favor talking to vermin, but I'll talk to you just this once.
Exchange-traded funds are the investment world's new frontier.
You better listen.
But with so many choices and styles, the ETF world is a bit like the Wild Wild West, filled with new issues and ideas, but fraught with the same old dangers of investing.
If you're looking for trouble, I'll accommodate you.
Every Thursday, Tom Lydon of ETF Trends comes to Money Life to tell us about one ETF that is wearing the white hat right now.
Take it easy. We're the good guys.
He'll point out the good, the bad, and the ugly as he tells you which investment is worth taking a shot on.
That's good shooting.
And names his ETF of the week.
Now, Wild West.
And helping you navigate that territory, that dangerous territory, and not get all shot up, that would be Tom Lydon. He is the president of Global Trends Asset Management, the editor of ETF Trends. If you want more information, ETFTrends.com. Or on Twitter, at ETF Trends, or on Twitter for his personal account, it's at Tom Lydon, which is L-Y-D-O-N. Tom Lydon, welcome back to Money Life.
Thanks, Chuck. Great to be back.
All guests on Money Life appear on the Hightower Hotline. If you've lost confidence in traditional brokerage and investment firms, it's time to learn about the Hightower difference. To find out more, go to HightowerAdvisors.com. Hightower is an SEC-registered investment advisor. All right, Tom, our ETF of the week is...
The ETF Securities Physical Palladium Shares, ticker symbol PALL.
Ticker symbol PALL, the ETFS Physical Palladium Shares. This is precious metal, but it's palladium, which means it's precious metal that most people maybe haven't heard of. So while a lot of folks feel this way about precious metals,
I love gold.
Why would you say I love palladium?
Well, you're right, Chuck. When it comes to precious metals, most investors immediately think of gold. However, there are some others. There's platinum, there's palladium, and then silver as well. Also, there are other forms of metals that are semi-precious. There are a lot of people who are talking about copper these days. So, first and foremost, and it's important to tell people this, this ETF is not for everybody. It's not necessarily for the faint of heart, but we've talked so much about gold in the past few years. There's some notable news items that are going on in the markets today that made it make sense that we talk about palladium. So a little bit about the commodities world, palladium along with other precious metals really have been used for inflationary hedges, kind of safe havens, let's say. Many have looked at these physical holdings to be much more attractive as they're worried about currencies around the world going down. Palladium, a little bit different than gold, is not just the precious metals or the value of holding it like a gold coin or a necklace, but it's got a big industrial application. 71% of the total demand for palladium, it goes into catalytic converters, which help with emissions and electronic devices.
Yeah, so, it's not like you can sit here and go, hey, I know, I'll invest in palladium, I'll get my wife a palladium ring.
Right. Exactly. However, it surely is needed. And the other thing, with auto sales actually increasing the past few years, and those people that have been put off buying new cars are now finally coming around and saying, hey, I finally need to do it, which is increasing car sales, increasing the demand for palladium, because we have to create more catalytic converters, and now the price has been going up. However, as we speak today, we've had some issues. We actually have hit one of the largest shortages in palladium in 12 years. In South Africa, part of the reason is there have been labor disputes, which have disrupted supply, and there have been strikes, and the stockpiles that we've had over in Russia are actually drying up. So it could lead to a deficit of close to 1 million ounces. In comparison, just a couple years ago, there was a oversupply or a surplus of 1.25 million ounces. So we've seen a huge shift in supply and demand. That's what makes this somewhat attractive today.
Let's talk about what's a reasonable performance expectation, because I think people can read a lot of things to get an idea of what they might expect gold to do, but Does palladium move with gold, without gold, antithetical to gold? What's happening?
Yeah, they'll tend to move generally hand in hand. But when out-of-the-box situations happen, like a strike or like a big demand for cars, it could be that palladium could outperform. So here's a situation, and again, as I said up front, it's not for everybody. But if you're sitting back, looking at the end of the year, looking at opportunities as you go into 2013, what might have more things going for it than others, it's definitely newsworthy, and there's a specific ETF that buys palladium itself. So this ETF actually owns ounces of palladium that are in Swiss and London vaults, and every share is accounted for with that inventory. So it's not futures-based, it's physically backed. So there's no type of premium involved or contango situation. It is as good as owning a palladium ounce yourself.
And what kind of allocation to this, and what kind of time frame? I mean, is this something where you say, if I'm going to have a precious metals hold, I'm always going to kick a piece of it over to palladium?
I don't think so. I think because it is different, I think this is merely a trade. This is something where if you're looking for a real specific asset class, and maybe not only because as many are going into 2013 looking to diversify into commodities, number one, looking to hedge against inflation, look to hedge against equities market because you're concerned about the fiscal cliff. And then on top of that, the fundamental nature of the supply and demand of palladium, it has a lot of good things going for it. But I would look at the 200-day average on palladium ETF, which is PALL. And right now, it's about 6% above its 200-day average. If all you did is follow this on its 200-day average, I don't think you could get hurt, and maybe there'd be a great opportunity.
So there you have it, the ETF of the week. And if you're asking yourself this question,
I'd put some of that money to work for you with the high yield only investing in gold and silver can bring.
The answer is you might want to not put that money into gold and silver because you want to put it in the ETFS physical palladium shares, PALL. It is the ETF of the week from Tom Lydon. He is the editor of ETF Trends. It's ETFTrends.com for more information. Tom, thanks as always for joining us on Money Life.
Thanks, Chuck.
Up next, it's the big interview. Stick around. Money Life will be right back.